Hi, this is Bruce Baer, and this is Ask an Expert Anything, Part 2 with Mary McCarthy. She is CEO of Create Right Now, a journal writing therapy firm, and she has a process in that firm called Journaling for the Health of It, and we were discussing that, and this is Part 2 of a one-hour interview with Mary. So, Mary, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I try to break this into two parts.
Sure.
So, how would someone begin... You know, how would they get started if they wanted to do this, and they said, well, you know, I don't know if I want help right now from a journaling therapist, but I just want to start. I want to try this. What would you tell them to do? How would you tell them to start?
Well, I guess the first thing I say right up front is there is only one way to journal, and it's your way. So to relieve them of hopefully any pressure of, I'm gonna make sure I do it the right way. There isn't any right way except your way. So I would say it, either you can, some people like to go to the Staples and pick out, some pen and paper or just take a look around your house and see what, people have always have pads of papers and things like that. A good starting point is to just take some time alone with yourself, and not necessarily meditating or whatever, but just really get used to and start getting used to yourself and what you're feeling and things like that, and work on not thinking about what I should be doing, but go to your feelings and what do you feel like doing? Do you feel like going out and buying a real nice fancy journal or whatever, or just I think it's all individual. But I guess the first thing I would recommend is that you just start taking some time alone to yourself, because I think that's something that's very very different. We're so used to running around and taking care of this and that and everyone else in the world that spending time and being with and really living with ourselves and having a good, healthy relationship with ourselves is something that's very, very new. So you just have to go kind of easy with yourself. And then to see, okay, some people might feel like, they need to be out with people and take your journal and pen and go to Starbucks and do your journaling there. Or some people are morning people. So, when you get out of bed, take a time and do what I call a 10-minute missive, which is normally one sheet of paper, and just sit down and take 10 minutes and just write. So there are all different ways of doing it. And the thing is just to try it and see what feels right and what works for you.
So no right or wrong way. Get started. Find something that you can use for a while, and then begin maybe asking yourself some questions like you've described. What did I dream last night? What do I want to do? What am I feeling? Who would I like to get some advice from? I guess things like that. And then what questions would I ask them? And what kinds of answers would I want? You could ask yourself all those things to try to stimulate the pen on the paper.
Oh, definitely. Or, you can even, open a, I'm just thinking of some of the things that I've given as journaling tips or prompts. One of the ones I'd given was to go to a bookstore or a library and just, take a walk through and at random open the book and see where your eyes fall and see what your eyes hit upon and use that as a way to start a, some working in your journal, like I said, there are many, many ways. Go through a magazine, take a look at a gorgeous picture, and then use that as a prompt to start journaling.
And you're talking about breakthroughs that you and your clients have had. That's not going to happen until you've kind of gone deep into the process, I would think. So how do you keep on going until you find, until you start to experience some of these little epiphanies or little tiny breakthroughs that that people have experienced in this process?
I would just say that it just takes a lot of writing, and I think that's why it's so important to do it consistently, and my preference would be daily, because that way you're sending a message to your body, your system. So I think that helps bring up things sooner rather than later, rather than just doing and not getting back to it, or I meant to get back to it, or I should get, but I think that the key is the consistency, and I think that in a period of time, I would say, just from my point of view, when I first started writing, it probably took just even like a couple of weeks before I said things like I started hearing rhymes and I started writing poetry, and then I think just by that time my body, my system was acclimated. It's like, oh, we're really going to do this. We're really going to go there. And I just think it just takes, as my dearly departed father would say, time and patience and a lot of writing.
And maybe not setting up the expectation for what you want, but being ready to accept what you find. It's sort of like a treasure hunt.
Yes. I think that's the way to look at it. It's a treasure hunt. It's an adventure. It's an exploration. It's a archaeological dig, whatever you want. So it's just really, and seeing it that way is really good, as opposed to, we just put so much pressure on ourselves, or, we set, unrealistic expectations, and that, it has to be perfect. And it's a challenge to get out of the way. But all it is just old habits that we just accumulated and kept with us for a long time. But now now we're doing something about it. And the old saying is nobody likes change. And when we are in a way of doing things and just thinking that this is the way life is, all that kind of stuff. And then you're doing something different about that, and it's like, woo! Then everything gets really, really challenging inside. And I have to admit that you'll find your body will start talking to you, and you'll start getting anxieties and things like that. But that's like more opportunity for you to say, what's going on there? As opposed to, oh my gosh, what's going on? So I think it's really getting, it's an opportunity for you to change and just really explore what's really there, and really reestablish and get a relationship with yourself, and specifically too with your body, and just like, and seeing it more than just an arm, a leg, and just looking at the whole energy, the dynamics of every part of our body.
It's interesting you bring that up, because when I've talked to therapists about patients that I've sent to them, they sometimes, we actually medicate them, because if they're dealing with really serious issues, they are very, very uncomfortable and have anxiety, fear, headaches, different things as a result of the therapy. And it sounds like the journaling kind of does some of the same things. If you begin to delve in under the surface, you begin to touch on things that make you uncomfortable, at least temporarily. Then, and as you expose these things, and then look at them for what they are, things that may have been controlling you that really aren't, kind of like a rock in the shoe, I guess.
Yeah.
Feel really big until you actually look at them, and they're actually pretty tiny. But it can make you a little anxious to pull the covers back and take a look.
Oh yes, and the thing is too, and I'm just speaking from my own experience, when I started the process, I had the typical neck tightening, and just the stomach rumblings and things like that, and it's just like, okay, what's going on here? So, but the thing, I think more than anything else, just being curious and just realizing that, you know, it's not, the boogeyman or that, that type of crazy. It's basically crazy stuff that we have really ingested and we've really created for ourselves. But and so since we've created those situations, we are able to, change that. But you're right. It is when you get into the really deep stuff of who we are. It's a challenging situation to. I think too that I got headaches and other types of things. But okay, that once I got through that, it's like, oh, and I think it's all about, again, getting back into your head and what you think, and it's like, and if you've been carrying around for years and years, that you really think that you're, the way deep down you're really dumb and stupid or whatever kind of crazy stuff, then, and your body is, and your system is just so used to behaving that way, it's like, oh, and then you think back to, your parents think, or the society, you don't go there, or you don't investigate yourself. That's selfish or what. So there are all kinds of really old stuff. That's all it is. Just old stuff that but you're doing a service to yourself by just going and just really going through it and taking up and saying, this is really crazy. So. But you're right. It's not an easy process, but it's an extremely, exceptionally rewarding process.
So let's say someone who's listening to this or listens to it in a time shifted fashion, downloads it onto their iPod, listens to it a week from now. This is inspired by your enthusiasm, which just really comes through. They can't see you. They can see your picture on the webcast, but. But you've got all this enthusiasm, and so they say, I'm going to do this. And they sit down, and they can't write a single thing down. Now, if you were trying to write a novel, you would call that writer's block. What do they do about that? And how what is that? What causes that? And what do you do about it?
Well, one of the things I can offer is that one of the things that, about Create right now that I do, I offer a free writing lesson. And so they have the ability to call me or email me and to, present those specific issues, and we work it through together. And I think that once we go through that together at no cost to them, I think that helps helps the process.
Okay.
So that, that's always available. And that's what I basically with – the clients that I work with, I mean, they're shall I say, issues, challenges, whatever, are all over the place. I would have to say the biggest thing is what I call page fright or writer's block. It's just that's really challenging. So the thing is, bring your journal with you because we'll be doing a journaling in the session. But let's talk through the process and then help you figure out how you best get to the page.
Well, now let's just pause here just for a second. We'll go back to some of this stuff, but on the webcast page, we've got a big button and then a small link underneath it. And those are for a couple of things some special things that you're offering to people who listen to this now or in a time-shifted fashion during this month, during the next 30-day period, which would mean before October 31st, 2009. Tell us about those things that you're offering people who are listening to this.
Okay, one of the things I'm offering is my normal hourly fee is $85, so what I'm doing is a $10 reduction during the month of October for people that have writing challenges or need to get their journaling restarted or whatever, and want to spend a good deal of time working through it and seeing what the issues are. So that is available, and that would be my hourly charge of $75. And the other one is I've recently come out with let me just back up. One of the exciting things that I came up with during journaling is that I've always wanted to sing. The running joke as a kid was that I always used to tell my mother, "Oh, Mom, I wish I could sing." And she always used to say, "Oh, honey, I wish you could too." So, but I found through that the journaling has really helped me in my goal-setting process. And I really did a lot of work around that and came up with, yes, that's what I want to do. I want to learn how to sing. So I made my second album last year. It's called The Barry Thought of You. It's my tribute album to Barry Manilow. And what I'm offering during October is that for people who purchase the CD, and that's if people purchase the CD either from my website or if they go into CD Baby and download it, that's still a part of the eligibility. I will send them my Baby Boomers Christmas CD free of charge.
Okay, so buy one, get one free, and then get a 12% discount, $10 off the regular price of $85 for a Jumpstart Hour writing session.
Yes.
Now, how do they take advantage of that? They click on those links, and it's going to take them to pages where they can take advantage of those things.
Correct, yes.
All right.
On my website.
All right. Now, let's go back to Create Right Now and journaling for the health of it. Let's say that I go to your site, and, what do I find there? What kinds of things are there, and what kinds of services are available?
Anything that a journaler would need, as far as articles, tips. I have a blog which I've been keeping for a year, which I find practical things about. Okay, 10 ways to jumpstart your journaling, or here are 5 ways to start a journaling for the health of it practice. So the blog is available, different pages of journaling tips, ideas. One of the things I'm going to be starting in November is what I call a journal therapy store, which I will be selling journaling for the health of journals, as well as, showcasing other journalers and artists who make journals. So there'll be all shapes and sizes of journals for people that want something different. I mean, I'm very comfortable with my staples OneNote, one subject notebook, but some people want something different, or and some very creative people. So anything that in any way, shape, or form deals with journaling for the health of it is there. I think, like I said, I would like to think it's a candy store for journalers to find something that that they like and they need to help them get to the page, or get back to the page, or stay at the page, shall we say. And I also have some of my own writings, which I'm now in the process of going back and updating and rewriting some writings of my experiences with MS. I've also started some fiction writing and some poetry that I wrote when I gave to when I met Barry Manilow, and I've since turned it into a song. So that's I hope it's a wonderful shopping mall, shall we say, for anything that has to do with journaling.
All right. So and that's how they can also, there's a some place there where they can contact you, or I've looked at it, but I can't remember. So
there's a contact Mary page. There's a a whole page for if they want to sign up for the free writing lesson. I'm just trying to think of what else I have. Yeah. So
now, do you always work one-on-one, or do you have journaling groups that people could join?
I basically at this point work one-on-one, but I am getting into the process. I'm going to be starting webinars so that we have and I call them more like workshops. There'll be people that can literally bring their journals, and we can go through and do some journaling together and questions and things like that. That's my additional plan coming over the horizon.
All right, so they'll be able to come to a webinar, virtual workshop,
exactly.
and meet with other journalers virtually, and interact that way, ask questions, I guess share whatever you're going to do with those workshops. And I guess each one will have a little bit different purpose.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably deal with issues like I say, inner critics and. Writer's block, those types of, whatever issues we have as journalers. So we can get to the page and work through them together.
All right. So would you mind just kind of ad-libbing here with me for a second?
Sure.
Let's say that I'm one of I'm your client, and that I've contacted you for my free lesson, and we're talking, and I've got my journal, which I actually have stuff here that I'm taking notes with. You can use me as a guinea pig and kind of walk me through the first 3 or 4 minutes of that, and so that people have an idea of what to expect when they first talk to you. For someone who's tentative, You're this bundle of energy, and here's someone with MS, that most people think, well, this is a very weak person, but you might have problems on the right side of your body, but your spirit is uninhibited. And you come across really enthusiastic and strong, and I don't want them to be afraid of that.
Okay.
I want them to think that, okay, that they can ride this wave rather than be, knocked down by this wave. So just talk me through the first few minutes of what it would be like if they met you for that writing lesson.
Okay. Well, it would basically just be a conversation and of me, wanting to get to know them and understand, who they are, where they come from, what's going on and things like that. And just getting them to talk. And basically what I do initially and for a lot of the session is really listen, and it's just not me doing the hard sell or whatever. It's just really allowing them the time, the space to speak about whatever they want to talk about so I get a feel for where they are in their lives, and then asking okay, so what's been happening recently, or okay, so you're changing jobs, or you just lost your job, and why don't you tell me what's that about, and so the important thing is for me to get them to talk and just get to know them as people and where they are, and it's just and then get into okay, well, how did you get interested, or how did you find my website, that type of a thing, and just really again just doing some more basic talking, and then trying to see okay, where are you in the process, have you done any journaling, did you ever keep a diary, and then just to see what they say, and then say that's interesting, you made a very interesting point about such and such, can you tell me some more about that, I'm really interested in that. And then together, based on what they've told me, they're saying, well, okay, why don't we try something together? And it's normally I call it like a 5-minute jump start. Let's both just take our journals and let's just write for 5 minutes. And no topic sentence or anything like that, and just let's see where that goes. And then at the end of 5 minutes, I will then talk to them, okay, I'd like to read you what came up for me, and again, just gauging where they are in the process, and then turn it over to them to see if, you know, they want to, you know, talk about the experience, how was it for them, you know, and just take it from there. So it's very, shall I say, the free writing lessons is very open-ended, and I'm definitely much more quiet than I am tonight, and I just really just take an opportunity just to listen and just let people talk and see where they are, because we're all at different points. We have all have different lives and different issues, and see what, yeah. And it may be that, okay, they're not not ready, not comfortable starting the journaling, or maybe it is, and sometimes we'll say, well, if this is where you are, why don't you do this? Why don't you, if morning is really good for you, why don't you start and, you know, just take the 10 minutes in the morning for a week and see how that goes, and give me a call, and we'll see where you are then. So it's a very individual type of a situation to see, you know, where they are. And give people
the most important thing is...
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, I interrupted. Go ahead. I thought you were pausing there, but that's right. It gives people an opportunity.
Yeah, it just gives people an opportunity to speak, and I think that's the it's just so important to get to hear yourself speak. So it's without, you know, interruptions and chatter outside or inside. So I just think that's what the free writing lesson is all about, and just, you know, and just talk about, and then just talk about, you know, these are the things that you can come, these are the benefits and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, and see where that person is in the process. That's the bottom line, is just to see who they are and where they are in the process, and then they can come up with, you know, what will work for them.
And there's no expectation. They can come there and just figure it out for themselves, so it's not that they have to fit into some mold, or that you're trying to make them, you know, fit into a process, but they discover their own process, and that's what this is about.
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, like I always say, and oftentimes, again, 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 there is only one way, right way to journal, and that's your way. So, and I think that's, yeah, you know, and that's something that's very different and unique, and stuff like, you know, there's not a system. The only really system about journaling for the health of it is to do it on a routine, daily, consistent basis. That's the only, you know, given that, you know, to really maximize the benefits that can that you can get out of it. So basically, it's everyone else's, you know, is really understanding who they are, you know, as an individual. So, and help them start the process of, you know, of really getting to know themselves and start developing a relationship with themselves, a good, healthy relationship, shall I say. We all have dysfunctional relationships with ourselves. I think it's the thing of saying, oh, there is a way to live happy, healthy, and things like that. So, but I just think it's just, you know, the opportunity to really start getting past the fear and start saying, oh, that's what it is. It's fear. It's this, and just to really to begin the process.
That sounds exciting, you know, and especially with your enthusiasm. That would be a lot of fun. I hope that I can attend some of your webinars. I think those would really be interesting to do.
It's so fascinating, because you always come up with things that are just, you know, fantastic. It's just like, isn't that interesting? Or, oh, I really think that. Or, oh, that's where that came from. Or, so it's just, like I said, the ahas and the epiphanies are just really, you know, like I said, but the bottom line is it takes a lot of work. It's like, you know, Natalie Goldberg or whatever, you just have to write and write and write. It's not something that, you know, it's a, that's why the name of my company, Create Right Now, is kind of tongue in cheek because, you know, everybody wants, oh, okay, I want to be cured. I want this, you know, I want this right now. So it's just and also from a personal point of view, I'm definitely using my journaling process to help me in my curing of my physical disease, because I do think that now that I understand more about myself and all our abilities, talents, power, and things like that, and I understand how, you know, with physical issues, they're really, you know, manifestation of a lot of mental, spiritual, emotional stuff that is going on that we just haven't dealt with. So, and I'm sure you probably see that in your line of work, sure.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the Chinese have said that for thousands of years that something is blocked when we're sick, and you have to unblock it to get well. And this is a more of a Western way to do that. They have other, they have ways that they recommend. I was at a conference this summer where they were teaching us some Qigong, but the bottom line is to release whatever the blockage is, and this is a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's amazing. I don't, like I said, I have no idea how it works. I just know that it really does. It's really, I can attest that it physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, it really, like I said, it is getting into the blocks, and it's really, you know, drilling them and unsticking them and just getting them out of your body.
Well, let me ask our listeners. We have some on the webcast. Is anybody on the line? I haven't heard anybody on the line. Is there anybody on the webcast that would like to type in a question? Use that little box on the webcast page. I'm refreshing the page where I receive those questions so I can ask them to Mary. So if you've got a question, we'll give you maybe 60 seconds. I'll keep refreshing this. And if there are, you know, if you don't have questions, I'm going to let Mary go. We've kept her on the line here for an hour. So I don't have any questions right now, Mary, but okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to make sure that anybody listening to this understood or knows?
The only thing that I, you know, can offer again is the free writing lesson that, you know, email me, telephone me. I'll be more than glad to. I'm on Skype. I'm really into the Skype, so I'm more than willing to receive the feedback or set up a free writing lesson. It's just, you know, and just, you know, no cost, no obligation, no pressure. It's all about, you know, you and who you are and where you are and what, you know, what you want to accomplish. So it's just that's my only sales pitch is for the free writing lesson.
Right. Here's a question. It's someone asks, should you keep your morning pages or throw them away?
It is your decision. I when I did my morning pages, I mean, I did them for a long, long time. I had like, I think it was probably after two or three months, I had boxes full of them. So I just decided to, I just gave them to the trash man. So it's, and some people go back and, you know, like to reread or whatever. It's, again, totally up to, you know, whatever you feel like doing.
All right. Other questions? This is going once, going twice here. All right. Well, Mary, I have really thoroughly enjoyed this hour that has gone so fast. It's unbelievable. You really have a passionate cause that you're involved in here that's benefited you, and that obviously anybody who gets involved with you is going to be benefited just from the injection of energy they get from you. Go ahead.
Like I said, like you said very early on, I mean, there's no gray with me. It's like when I fall in love, it's fast and it's forever, Bruce.
Well, I tell you, it's great, and I wish you much success. I'm gonna kind of keep an eye on your website. I've got it bookmarked, and I hope to attend some of your webinars in the future. If you are interested in contacting Mary, you can do so through the buttons and links on the front of the webcast page. They will be there as long as I have this service, and so I encourage you to use that. I encourage you to take Mary up on this free journaling lesson. I think that if you didn't do anything more than that, that could be something that could launch you into a part of life that you could find very beneficial and maybe keep you out of the offices of guys like me. Mary, any closing remarks that you'd like to make before we sign off?
No, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity, Bruce, and I really enjoyed and I'd like you more just beyond just knowing you're a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. But no, I really appreciate your interest, and I thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Well, let's keep in touch, and I hope that those of you who listen to this now and later on will take Mary up on her offer. I hope that you'll join me again each week, either Wednesday morning or Wednesday evening. Sign up on my list to be notified when at askanexpertanything.com. I look forward to hosting any of you who wish to be here again. And thank you, Mary, very much. Thank you all listeners and people who visited us during this webcast. Mary, if you want to stay on the line just for a second, I'm going to go ahead and sign off.
Okay. Thank you.